Week one, first game this Thursday. Our beloved Detroit Lions are heading out to Arrowhead, played the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a great game, and the Lions are going to win it. Lions are going to beat the Chiefs to jumpstart their season. It's going to be awesome. Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Baywall PPC. Pay-per-click puts you in the captain's seat of your marketing efforts. Through data-driven optimization, your brand will be put front and center in front of your key demographics. We'll help you bring in increased conversions and qualified sales leads. Our pay-per-click team will examine your traffic to make sure you're not wasting a penny on unnecessary spend and focus on driving in traffic that will maximize your return on investment. Visit BaywallPPC.com. And just like I predicted, the Lions took home the victory on Thursday over the Chiefs. And here we are, week two. We're back. Football's officially back. Feels good. Let's kick off this episode with some life updates. Not a ton going on. Had Kurt's wedding this past weekend. That was a lot of fun. Saw all the boys, and it was a successful wedding night, so that was great. Other than that, only thing new for me is we're getting some renovations done here at the condo starting this week. Putting in new floors, new countertops, new sink. Yeah, so that's really about it for me. It's currently Tuesday. It's 7:48 p.m. Tuesday, September 12th. Today is my sister's birthday, so happy birthday to her. And yeah, let's kick it off with a recap of some of the scores from week one. So yeah, like I said, Lions beat the Chiefs 21-20. Atlanta Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10. Baltimore Ravens 25, Houston Texans 9. Cleveland, in a bit of a shocker here, 24. Cincinnati Bengals 3. Jacksonville Jaguars 31. Indianapolis Colts 21, Tampa Bay Bucks 20, Minnesota Vikings 17, New Orleans Saints 16, Tennessee Titans 15, San Fran 49ers 30, Pittsburgh Steelers 7, Washington Commanders 20, Arizona Cardinals 16, Green Bay Packers 38, Chicago Bears 20, Las Vegas Raiders 17, Denver Broncos 16, Philadelphia Eagles 25, New England Patriots 20, Miami Dolphins 36, LA Chargers 34, LA Rams 30, Seattle Seahawks 13, and Dallas 40, New York Giants a big old zero. And then last night's game, which was epic, which we'll get to, Jets 22, Buffalo 16. And the next thing I'm going to do here is just run through every game and highlight some of the fantasy scores that we saw from the players in each game. So back to the top, the Lions and Chiefs. Pat Mahomes had 19, Jared Goff 14. For the running backs, David Montgomery led the way with 13. And Pacheco on the other side led with 7. Receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 16. And on the Chiefs side, Rashee Rice, rookie, led the way with 10 points there. Tight ends, Sam Laporta, 6 points for the Lions. And Blake Bell, with that touchdown, led the Chiefs with 8 points. Lions defense, 9. Chiefs defense, 5. For Atlanta, Carolina, Bryce Young, a shitty 7 points. And then Desmond Ridder, slightly less shitty, 8 points. Running backs, Miles Sanders, 9. Tyler Allgeier for Atlanta. He had a huge game, 22 points. Bijan Robinson, also a huge game, 17 points from him. And then another 7 points from Chuba Hubbard on the other side to round out the running backs. Receivers were absolutely trash on both sides. Terrence Marshall, 3. Laviska Shenault, 3. Jonathan Domingo, 2. Adam Thielen, 2. On the Atlanta side, Matt Collins led the way with 4 points. Drake London had a big old 0. Don't know why that happened. I mean, he's Drake London, so that was weird. But it happened. Tight ends, Carolina Hayden Hurst had 12. Kyle Pitts led the way for Atlanta with 5. And by the way, there is decimal points, but I'm just either rounding up or down. So that's that. Defense, Carolina Panthers 5, Falcons 13, Baltimore Houston, CJ Stroud 10 points, Lamar Jackson had a horrible game, 6 points. From the running backs, Damian Pierce led the way with 5 points, and on Baltimore side, Justice Hill, 2 touchdowns, led the way with 13 points. J.K. Dobbins was second on the team with 10 points, but unfortunately he goes down with a Achilles tear, so he's done for the season and probably for a while. From the receivers, Nico Collins, 11, Robert Woods, Bobby Trees had 9, Tank Dell had 5, Noah Brown had 3, and on Baltimore side, Zay Flowers, the rookie, coming in the clutch. 13 points. Rashad Bateman with 5. And Odell with a quiet day. Only 4 points from Odell. So that's that. From the tight ends, essentially no production at all. Tegan Quitriano on the Texans had 2 points. Dalton Schultz had less than that, let's just say. And on Baltimore, Isaiah Likely had even less than that. So, absolutely no production from the tight ends. In this one, defense, Texans had 9, Baltimore Ravens had 12. Cincinnati, Cleveland. Joe Burrow shit the bed. I think there was weather in this one, but still, I mean, for Cincinnati to put up 3 points is just abysmal. Joe Burrow with 3. Deshaun Watson had a pretty solid game. It turns out he actually might be good at football now. So that's surprising. He had 21 points. Joe Mixon led the way with 9 points for Cincinnati. Nick Chubb, strong game from him. He had 15 points. From the receiving side of things, Ja'Marr Chase, 7 points. Tyler Boyd with 2. T. Higgins with no points. Pretty sure he had like 12 targets. We'll take a look later in the episode, but yeah, he just literally did not catch the ball on like 12 targets, I'm pretty sure. So just disappointing there. From the Browns, Elijah Morris, 8 points. Amari Cooper, 5 points. Peoples-Jones with 2 points. And that's it from there. Tight ends. Irv Smith, 3 points. Harrison Bryant had a touchdown to lead the way with 7 points. Njoku, quiet from him, only 3 points. Bengals defense, 8. Cleveland Browns defense, 9. Jacksonville Indy, Trevor Lawrence, 18. Anthony Richardson, 21. Solid game from him. From the running backs, ETN had 19. Bigsby with 5. Indiana side, absolutely no production. Turns out, if you don't have Jonathan Taylor, like, you don't have anyone. So, I mean, Jake Funk, 2 points. Deion Jackson, less than that. And then Evan Hull, even less than that. So, wide receivers, Calvin Ridley, huge game, 20 points. Zay Jones, 14 points. Christian Kirk, surprisingly quiet, just with 1 point. On the Colts, Michael Pittman, massive game, 20 points. Josh Downs, the rookie, 4 points there. From the tight ends, Evan Engram, solid 7 points. I don't even know who this is. Who's Kay Granson? That is Kylan Granson from the Colts, led the way with on the tight ends for Indy with 6 points. And defenses, Jaguars 13, Colts 14. Tampa Bay, Minnesota. I can't believe Minnesota lost this game. That's just, turns out they suck. Baker Mayfield, 16. Kirk Cousins, 17. Rashad White had 6. Alexander Mattison at 12. Wide receivers, Mike Evans with 16. Trey Palmer and Chris Godwin both was 8. Justin Jefferson, solid game from him, 20 points. Jordan Addison, the rookie, scored a touchdown, 14 points out of him. Tight ends, Tampa Bay, nobody. T.J. Hockenson at 7. And the defenses, Tampa Bay at 10. Vikings only with 2. Tennessee, New Orleans, Tannehill was an absolute shit quarterback. 2 points. Derek Carr looked strong, except for in the red zone, which is pretty much his MO nowadays. He just literally cannot score in the red zone. Like, literally, he is the worst red zone quarterback, like, in the history of football. But anyways, he had 15. Derrick Henry, 13 points. Jamal Williams, 6. Receivers, DeAndre Hopkins at 10. Westbrook Akine was second on the team with 8 points. And then on the New Orleans side, Rashid Shaheed had 16. Olave was 16. And Michael Thomas, not bad. Not bad, 9 points for out of him. Tight ends, Tennessee literally did not have a tight end catch the ball at all. New Orleans, 5 points out of Juwan Johnson. Defenses, Titans at 10. Saints at 10. San Francisco, Pittsburgh, the snooze fest of the week. Brock Purdy, 17 points. Kenny Pickett was terrible, but he somehow managed 10 points. Christian McCaffrey, massive game, 25 points out of him. On their side, just kind of abysmal. Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, both with 4 points. Receivers, Brandon Ayuk went crazy, 2 touchdowns. 130 yards for 29 points. Debo Samuel, pretty average out of him, 9 points. In Pittsburgh, Allen Robinson led the way with 9 points. Tight ends, Kittle 3, Freiermuth 7. Defenses, 49ers at 13, Steelers at 7. Washington, Arizona. Josh Dobbs had 0.98 points. So, real strong start out of him. Sam Howell, 15 points. James Conner, 10 points out of him on the ground. Brian Robinson, 13 points from the receivers. Hollywood Brown at 7. Rondell Moore at 6. On Washington's side, Curtis Samuel led the way with 9 points. So interesting to see there. Tight ends, Zach Ertz. Old man Zach Ertz, still playing, 5 points. Logan Thomas on the other side with 6. And defenses, Cardinals had 21. Imagine your defense scoring 21 fantasy points and you still lose. That's just sad. And then Commanders, 13. Green Bay, Chicago. Jordan Love, turns out he's a good quarterback, which is scary for the Lions. He had 23. Justin Fields had 14. Aaron Jones went crazy, 25 points out of him. I was watching a little bit of this game. I'm pretty sure A.J. Dillon just, like, sucks at football. But somehow he had almost 5 points. Roshan Johnson, the rookie, 15 points out of him. Khalil Herbert, 10 points out of him. So they had some protection on the ground, at least, for how terrible of a football team they are. Darnell Mooney scored a touchdown, 13 points. Romeo Dobbs led the way with Green Bay for 17 points. Tight ends, the rookie Musgrave at 7. Cole Kmet at 7. Defenses, Packers had 16. The Bears had, it doesn't even have a score, so I'm assuming they had 0. We got the Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, Garoppolo. Solid showing out of him. A lot of people thought the Raiders would be absolute dog shit this year, which they still might be. But they did just beat the Denver Broncos week one here on the road. Garoppolo 15, Russell Wilson 15, Josh Jacobs 8. Samaje Perine led the way with 10 points. They're just kind of easing in Javonte Williams for now, although he did have 7 points there. Jacoby Myers, huge game out of him. Good to see 25 points, although he did go down to the concussion. Javonte Adams, 10 points. Cam Sutton led the way for Denver, 11 points. And Lil Jordan Humphrey. Yes, his first name is Lil Jordan. Lil Jordan Humphrey at 8 for Denver. Tight ends, Adam Trautman at 6. Defenses, Raiders 3, Broncos 3. Philly and New England. Mac Jones, who is not owned by any team in our league. He's a free agent in our league at 25 points. So New England's offense is going to be for real this year. It's good to see. Jalen Hurts had 12. Kenny Gainwell, 9 points on the ground. Ramondre Stevenson at 12 for New England. Zeke Elliott, he did have 7 carries, but he also fumbled, so he's probably in Bill Belichick's doghouse now. So that's that. Receivers, Devontae Smith led the way with 14 points. A.J. Brown had 11. On New England's Kendrick Bourne. Surprising from him, 22 points. And DeMario Douglas at 7. Tight ends, Philly literally had 0 production from their tight ends. And then New England side, Hunter Henry at 14. So good to see there. Defense, Philly 15, Patriots 7. Let's see, Miami and the Chargers. This game was absolutely wild. I mean, 70 points scored in a football game in the NFL is just crazy. It was awesome to watch. Tua Tagovailoa, 27 points. Just a massive game out of him. Justin Herbert had a big game himself with 21. Raheem Mostert had 12 for Miami. Austin Eckler, 25. So regular from him, but I think he's kind of banged up coming into week two. So they gave him some run to Josh Kelly, who managed 16 points. Yeah, and then the man of the week here, Tyreek Hill, 215 yards and 2 touchdowns. 11 catches on 15 targets. That's just insane. Absolutely insane. 39 fantasy points. Their second leading receiver was River Craycraft, who had 12 points. On the Chargers side, Keenan Allen led the way with 11 points. Tight ends, Durham Smythe had 6. Darnell Parham on the Chargers side led the way with 10 points there. Defenses, Miami 2. Chargers 0, which makes sense because there were 70 fucking points scored in that game. Absolutely nuts. Rams, Seahawks. the Rams shockingly crushed the Seahawks. Good to see old Matty Stafford get it done. He had 15. Geno Smith only mustered up 9. Kyren Williams absolutely outplayed the shit out of Cam Akers. He had 17. Kenneth Walker led the way for Seattle with 9 points. And then man of the week here, Puka Nacua. 10 of 15 for 119 yards for 17 points. He's basically Puka Cup. Might as well just put Cup on the back of his jersey and just call him Puka Cup, because that's literally what he looked like out there. DK Metcalf led the way on the other side with 12 points. Tight end Higbee had 7. Not much at all from Seattle. And then defenses, Rams 6, Seahawks 1. This was the snooze fest of the week. And it made sense. It was Sunday night, so you could just shut this game off in the first quarter and go to bed. Dak Prescott, 6. Yeah, this is pretty much all Dallas' defense. I mean, Daniel Jones, 4 points. They even benched him, and Tyrod Taylor got some run. Just really, just that's just so sad. Tony Pollard, solid game, 21 out of him. Barkley only mustered up 8. CeeDee Lamb, 10 points. Kevontae Turpin, shocking there, 10 points out of him. On the other side, I mean, Darius Slayton led the way, and he had 15 yards, and he was their leading receiver in fantasy. That's just insane. Tight ends, nothing out of Dallas. Darren Waller, disappointing, 5 points. Defenses, this was a week-winning defense. Dallas Cowboys, 40 points on defense. I mean, that's just... I mean, what in the fuck? 40 points, Giants, 0. And then last night's game. What a Monday Night Football game it was. Aaron Rodgers' career as a Jet is over basically before it even starts. I'm just going to go ahead and say he's probably just going to end up retiring. I mean, 40 years old, coming back from an Achilles is probably not what he's interested in doing. So he's going to take his time to recover and run right off into the sunset. And I think that's a wrap for Aaron Rodgers. So that's good. I mean, shitty way to go out. You don't want to see people hurt. But I mean, just it's good that he's gone. Josh Allen pretty much lost the game for the Bills. I mean, 3 picks, 1 fumble lost from your quarterback. If that happens, like, yeah, it's his fault. He had 9. Zach Wilson came in the game and basically just game managed them all along and managed to get it done. 8 points. James Cook, 8 points. Brees Hall, huge game on him, 15. Dalvin Cook, 7. Receivers, Stephon Diggs did the thing, 21 points. Gabe Davis disappeared, which is shitty because I bet him to score a touchdown and he didn't even sniff the end zone. Garrett Wilson did sniff the end zone on an incredible catch. He had 12 points. Tight ends, the rookie Kincaid and Knox both had 5 points. Absolutely nothing from the Jets. And defenses, Bills had 6, Jets 21 points. So yeah, that wraps up the scores and some of the fantasy scores that were notable. The next thing, we'll just run through the major injuries of the week, even though I pretty much mentioned most of them. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers torn Achilles on the 4th play of the game. He's done. Austin Eckler is dealing with an ankle injury suffered during Sunday's game versus Miami. His status for practice this week is unclear as of now. Anthony Richardson, the number 4 overall pick, left in the final minute of the Colts' 31-21 loss to the Jaguars after suffering an apparent lower body injury, with backup Gardner Minshew taking over under center for the final snaps. But Richardson is okay and won't be in danger of missing any time after the game, Coach Shane Steichen told reporters later. The rookie flashed with 2 scores on the day. J.K. Dobbins, the Ravens' 4th-year running back, appeared to suffer an ankle injury in the first half against the Texans, only to quickly be ruled out with what Coach John Harbaugh later confirmed as an Achilles tear that will end the veteran's 2023 season. It's just the latest in a long line of ailments for the former second-rounder, who had played just 7 games the previous 2 seasons due to multiple knee injuries. Tyler Lockett, the Seahawks standout, was evaluated for a possible concussion in Seattle's Week 1 matchup against the Rams. Lockett registered 2 catches and 4 targets for 10 yards before going down with the injury. If he misses extended time, rookie Jackson Smith and Jigba could be in line for significant snaps alongside DK Metcalf. Aaron Jones, the veteran Packers ball carrier, suffered a hamstring injury on a 35-yard TD catch against the Bears on Sunday, holding his leg as he ran into the end zone. Jones was ruled questionable to return and replaced by fellow back A.J. Dillon, reportedly telling teammates on the sidelines that he'll be fine. Deontay Johnson, the Steelers' number 1 receiver. That's questionable, number 1. exited in the second half against the 49ers with a hamstring injury and was quickly ruled out. The fifth-year veteran, who just last year inked a $36 million extension, was leading Pittsburgh with 3 catches before leaving early. Mike Williams. Williams was evaluated for a head injury midway through the second quarter of the Chargers shootout with the Dolphins, only to return in the second half alongside Keenan Allen. The wideout finished with 4 catches, 45 yards in the Los Angeles defeat. I mentioned this one. Jacoby Myers, the former Patriots wideout, was a favorite target for Jimmy Garoppolo in his Raiders debut, securing 9 passes and 2 touchdowns before absorbing a hard hit to the head from Broncos' Kareem Jackson. He stayed on the ground for a while before trainers assisted him off the field, and he figures to remain in concussion protocol in the lead-up to Week 2. Pat Freiermuth, the Steelers' second-year tight end, caught Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass of the season, a 23-yard strike, but also took a hard shot to the chest on an end-zone target. He left the field later and was ruled questionable to return. All right, next up is the weekly report for the Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League. Best manager goes to Liver Spotted Hands. He set a lineup that was 95% of their perfect possible lineup. So congratulations, best manager of the week. Worst manager of the week, Team Keegan, set the worst lineup and only scored 48% of their perfect possible lineup points. So congratulations to you, worst manager of the week. Biggest blowout, Liver Spotted Hands beat Team Titan Up by a margin of 67.3%. Narrow victory, Johnny Watts beat Team Mena by a margin of 6.4%. Highest score, Liver Spotted Hands had 108.24 points. Lowest score, Titan Up, 64.7. Overachiever goes to Liver Spotted Hands. He overachieved his projection by 6%. Below expectation. You're probably sensing a theme here. It was Team Titan Up. Missed their projection by 38%. QB of the week went to my quarterback, Justin Herbert. So congratulations, Justin Herbert. Running back of the week, Aaron Jones, 25.7 points. Wide receiver of the week, pretty obvious there, Tyreek Hill, 39 freaking fantasy points. Tight end of the week, TJ Hockenson. Defense of the week, the Philadelphia Eagles. Dallas had 40 points. How are they not the defense of the week? What the hell is that? That makes no sense. Anyways, Philadelphia Eagles defense of the week. Is that because nobody started Dallas? Oh, man. I'll look at that in a minute. But QB bench warmer of the week goes to my quarterback, Tua. Benched him for Herbert, but Herbert was the quarterback of the week, so I don't know. There was an 8-point difference. I won, so it doesn't really matter. Oh, you know what? I don't own Tua in this league. I'm sorry. Think of another league, sorry. That was Team Nighthawk. He benched Tua, so unfortunate there for Team Nighthawk. Running back bench warmer. Sorry, I was clicking on something. Team Mike Honcho left Tyler Allgeier on the bench, who had 23 points. Oh, man. Boats and Hoes left Brandon Ayuk on the bench for wide receiver bench warmer of the week. 29 points out of him. Team Johnny Watts left Hayden Hurst on the bench. 13 points there. Ah, here it is. Defensive bench warmer of the week. Tighten up. Man, tighten up. Had a rough week one. He left Dallas Cowboys defense on the bench, and they scored 40 points, which is about what he lost by. So that could have made a big difference. And then just a couple of the notable waiver wire additions from this past week. Added Noah Gray, dropped Noah Fant. Ben, Liver Spotted Hands, added Tyler Conklin, dropped Elijah Dotson. Mena, added the Commanders' defense, dropped Hassan Haskins. The Guild of Lady Nate added Jaleel McLaughlin, dropped Curtis Samuel. Ooh, that's a tough drop. Curtis Samuel led the way for receivers in Washington this week. Our team tightened up, added the Cleveland Browns. And then Ben, the respond hands, he puts Cooper Kupp on the trade block. So yeah, that's that. And then a quick rundown of the fantasy matchups from the league. Team KK, my team, beats the Gilded Lady 100.32 to 83.22. Team Nighthawk takes down Team Keegan 106.44 to 65.46. Mike Concho takes down Team Connor Matt 106.34 to 67.14. Liver Spotted Hands crushes Titan Up 108.24 to 64.7. Team Johnny Watts, narrow victory over Team Mena, 104.34 to 98.08. And then Boats and Hoes, 93.56, takes down Team Maldol JA with 80.82. And the standings after week one. Liver Spotted Hands, Team Nighthawk, Mike Concho, Johnny Watts, Team KK, Boats and Hoes, Team Mena, The Guild Lady, Maldol JA, Connor Miette, Team Keegan, and last, Team Titan Up. Waiver wires. Liver Spotted Hands is waiver 1, Nighthawk is waiver 8, Mike Concho waiver 4, Johnny Watts waiver 7, KK waiver 5, Boats and Hoes waiver 11, Mena waiver 2, Guild Lady waiver 9, Maldol JA, waiver 10, Connor Miette, waiver 6, Keegan waiver 12, and Titan Up waiver 3. So yeah, those were the matchups. It was a fun week one. Good to have football back. And let's take a quick look here at week two. So what we got cooking for week two here. The Thursday game, Vikings are at the Eagles, so that'll be a good one. They've got Green Bay at Atlanta. We've got Las Vegas at Buffalo. Baltimore at Cincy. Seattle at Detroit. Go Lions. Indy at Houston. Kansas City at Jacksonville. Chicago at Tampa Bay. Man, the Bears really looked terrible, didn't they? They might not win a game. They are shit. Chargers at Titans, Giants at Cardinals, 49ers at Rams, Jets at Cowboys. That's probably the game of the week. That's going to be a great game. Commanders at Broncos, Dolphins at Patriots, and then weirdly, there's two Monday games. First one is at 7:15. It's New Orleans at Carolina, and then an hour later, Cleveland and Pittsburgh kickoff. That's weird. I don't like that. Yeah, that's week two NFL matchups. Let's look at our league. Team KK against Team Titan Up. Mike Concho will go against Team Keegan. Nighthawk will go against Connor Mayette. Guild the Lady against Liver Spotted Hands. Mena against Maldol JA. And Boats and Hoes against Johnny Watts. So some good matchups there. And yeah, that's about ends it for this week's pod. I will leave you with the quote of the week. I've learned over the years that if you start thinking about the race, it stresses you out a little bit. I just try to relax and think about video games, what I'm going to do after the race, what I'm going to do to just chill, stuff like that to relax a little before the race. Usain Bolt. And then lastly, this is just a test. If you're listening to this, you made it this far in the episode, I need you to text me the number 7. Just text me the number 7. Have a great night.